And it is Jared and the GM on ESPN 102.5, The Game, online at thegamenational.com. It is a Fireball Hot Take Friday, which means the hottest take of the day. We'll win a Fireball prize pack. That's actually a pair of tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw at Bridgestone Arena Monday and a Fireball t-shirt. Don't miss the big dog Roman Reigns, Intercontinental Champion Dean Ambrose, and Women's Champion Alex Bliss, and many more. And I'll say this, the contest is still open to have the hottest take of the day, but I've got one guy circled already for hottest take of the day.
You liked it?
The guy who said that, you know, if Butch Jones can beat Alabama, Florida, and Georgia this year, that they'll build a statue for him. And when I said, do you think he's going to do that? He said, hey, anybody can beat anybody. I think that's a pretty hot take now. We had a lot of hot takes, though. But Floyd, no one likes two things. One, no one likes arrogance. And two, nobody likes people who live in yesteryear. Nobody likes the people that come to a new job and they say, well, when I was at, you know, if you go from Walgreens to CVS, no one at Walgreens wants to hear, well, at CVS what we did was we took the prescriptions and then we put them in a bottle and then we put them in a bag.
Right.
You know, they don't want to hear that at Walgreens. They want to hear, you know, new ideas. So you have to find the way to do that if you think that's the right thing to do. And the SEC, Floyd, is living in a little bit of a fantasy land in my mind. This fantasy land of arrogance. And it started when Greg Sankey took to the podium and was kind of going over the history of the SEC and what they did and was talking about 8 of the last 11 champions.
As a reminder, SEC teams have won 8 of the last 11 national championships. 4 different teams have claimed those titles, unique among the conferences.
See, hey, we're still the best. We've won 8 of the last 11. But nobody cares what happened 7 years ago.
8 out of 11 is pretty impressive.
When Urban Meyer, who is now at Ohio State winning championships, won some of those titles. I'm not sure. Les Miles won one of those titles. He's fired. There's only one coach that's left. Gene Chizik won one of those titles. He's gone. The only one coach that did that was Nick Saban. And Floyd, I am convinced the SEC is getting a little too arrogant. The SEC believes in themselves more than everybody else does. And the ACC made sure that the SEC knew that at their conference media days. First, it was Jimbo Fisher.
I coached the SEC for 13. I think it's a tremendous conference. I think the Big Ten's a tremendous. I think they all are. But I think right now, with what we've accomplished in the last 5 years, you're talking about major wins, big wins, national championships, Heisman Trophy winners, coaches, everything that goes involved, I think the ACC is as good a league as there is in football.
So Jimbo says they're as good as anybody else. And he's right. And then Dabo at Clemson took it a step further.
There's one conference that had a winning record versus Power 5 teams, the ACC. One conference had a winning record versus ranked teams, the ACC. We had 11 bowl teams. We were 10-4 versus the SEC. You know, there's a reason why we have played so well. We've won 5 bowl games in a row. And, you know, I mean, it's not because I'm some great coach.
No, it's because you're in a great conference, and that prepares you for the bowl season. So, Floyd, with that, is the SEC too arrogant, and is the ACC right to be taking shots at the SEC?
I mean, I don't know if the SEC's too arrogant or not. I mean, I don't know what they've been in the past. I mean, I think they're pretty secure in where they are. I think they're pretty secure in the conference. Now, does that mean they're going to be the best conference year in, year out, you know, forever? No. I mean, I'm sure that won't be the case. And last year may be an example of that. But, I mean, I think if you look in, you know, year in, year out basis, you know, they've been pretty good. Now, is that arrogance? I mean, I don't know.
Somebody told me that eons from now, like the sun will burn out and everything that lives on the earth will die. Now, that is, once again, eons from now, and I don't think any of us will be around when that happens, but
I think I'll miss that.
But they told me that in science class, so that was something we learned. And I think whenever that day comes, I will say that the SEC over time will be the best conference in college football. I do believe, for a couple of reasons, the most important being geography. Of anything else, the SEC has Texas, Georgia, and Florida all in its footprint. So that over anything should be why they're the best conference. But right now, the ACC, in my mind, is the best conference in college football. The Big Ten is certainly in that mix. The SEC, everybody loves to pump the chest of the SEC. I think there is one team in the SEC that has a shot to win the national title. And the other conferences, I think you have to give more teams a chance to win it. In for example, the ACC, we have at least two teams who can win the title, maybe three.
You have one.
Florida State. You're not going to put Clemson in that mix?
No. They got a brand new quarterback. There's nobody on their roster like Deshaun Watson. They're going back.
You're a Deshaun Watson hater, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, he still won a national championship for him. I mean, they're not going to bring in anybody that can do that.
Louisville returns their Heisman Trophy-winning
quarterback. One guy. And guess what? They're going to figure him out this year, too.
No, Peter Sermon at defensive coordinator, your guy. He's going to take it over, and that's going to be the difference.
All right.
I would say, too, and I know people are going to laugh, don't count Miami out this year with Mark Richt. Don't do it. The SEC's got one team that can compete for the title, and I hate all this. Well, Jared, top to bottom, we're the best. Everybody in your conference won 8 games. Nobody outside of Bama won more than 8 last year, I don't believe. Everybody was, and I don't count bowl wins. Everybody in the regular season was winning 8 games last year. That ain't best conference now. And for Greg Sankey to get up there and remind us of what happened 11 years ago, I am so sorry. I mean, it's like, you know what, the pinnacle of SEC arrogance is? And maybe the SEC has gotten less arrogant over time. But when Paul Feinbaum wrote a book that was called My Conference is Better Than Your Conference, that was the peak of arrogance of the SEC. And what happened as soon as that book came out? Ole Miss got spanked in the Peach Bowl by TCU. Georgia Tech embarrassed Mississippi State in the Orange Bowl. And Ohio State ran all over Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. And they were gone out of the New Year's Six. And that was immediately what happened. So is the SEC getting too arrogant? No. Because I think for the first time, the SEC is starting to take a step back, and they're starting to go on the defensive a little bit. They're starting to bring up other sports when talking about why they're so good. Now, Floyd, you got to admit, you can't talk about other sports when you're trying to convince me how good you are at football.
Right. I can't even. I mean, I don't even know what this conversation's about.
Well, it's the arrogance of the SEC.
I mean, I don't know.
Let me ask you this. Who's good in the SEC? It's like Steve Spurrier said after a win over Vanderbilt.
Who's good?
Yes. Spurrier said after a win over Vanderbilt one time, he said, we've all seen good football. We ain't it. So my question to you is, who's good in your mind? Next season, who's going to be good? Is Alabama going to be good?
Yes.
Is LSU going to be good?
They have a chance to be pretty good, yeah.
Even with their coach?
Yeah.
Is Mississippi State going to be good?
I don't know if I can go there.
Ole Miss?
I don't think I can go there.
Arkansas?
Maybe.
South Carolina?
They'll be better.
Florida?
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't think Florida was good last year. Florida just lucked their way into the East.
Into the SEC championship.
Yes, they lucked their way because Butch Jones coaches at Tennessee.
Okay.
I mean, they've been lucking their way to the SEC championship game ever since, well, at least the last 2 years. So, to me, I know what happens is everybody, there are people that listen to this show that think because they grew up SEC fans, and I grew up an SEC fan. When I was on the air in Louisville in 2014, I was a believer in the arrogance of the SEC. I was on the air saying, hey, there are three conferences in football that matter, the AFC, the NFC, and the SEC. And I've seen the light, though. I've seen football. And to me, the SEC's got one team that competes at the national level. It's Alabama. The Big Ten's got three. The ACC's got two. The Pac-12, in my mind, will have one. And the Big 12 sucks. What are you chuckling over there for?
Oh, I'm just trying to make it. I'm just trying to get there, you know? I mean, I can't even.
What's the part that you're laughing at the most?
Take your choice. It doesn't make any difference.
There's got to be something that you vehemently disagree with.
I mean, there's, I mean, where do you want to start?
Three teams from the Big Ten.
There's probably 15 things that you just went through that just...
You don't think Ohio State's a competitor?
Ohio State is a competitor.
What about Penn State?
Penn State's... There's no difference between Penn State and Auburn. No difference.
Penn State was in the Rose Bowl. They won the Rose Bowl, didn't they?
No difference between Penn State and Florida or Georgia or whatever.
Big difference. Penn State's got a legit quarterback in Trace McSworley, whereas Florida... I mean, Florida has a graduate transfer who might play quarterback who has completed under 60 passes in his career. Think about that. A guy from a major college program that has completed less than 60 balls and yet has graduated from college. That guy sucks. Penn State's got a real quarterback now in Trace McSworley. I guess you didn't see that Rose Bowl. I guess you didn't see the Big Ten championship game when he balled out. So we'll take your calls. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. Is the SEC too arrogant, or are they learning their ways? Plus, you can't give me all the other sports and use that as SEC supremacy. That, to me, is embarrassing. We'll get to that next. It's a Fireball Hot Take Friday. Hey, let me tell you about Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. Nobody has a cinnamon whiskey like Fireball. That's because everybody else's cinnamon is a liqueur. It's not good. It's not good for you. Don't drink it. Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey is the way to ignite the night. That's right. It is the way. Nothing tastes better than Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. Night to night, please do it responsibly and be 21 years or older to enjoy. It's Jared and the GM on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. It's ESPN 102.5, The Game.
We like to think every year in the SEC is special, and last year was no exception. For example, the SEC won national championships in six different sports. We saw the national championship finals in women's basketball and in baseball comprised of only SEC teams. I think maybe the most remarkable statistic, and they're all important, is that every one of our 13 softball teams was selected to participate in the NCAA softball tournament and outdoor track and field. We had 8 of the top 10 men's teams and 5 of the top 7 women's teams. We provided 3 of the elite 8 in men's basketball, including an all-SEC final in Madison Square Garden between Florida and South Carolina, which produced our Final Four team this year, the University of South Carolina men's basketball team. And for the 10th time since 2006, an SEC team played for the college football national championship.
Took about a minute and a half there to get to football. But hey, we got 13 softball teams in the tournament.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, but don't tell me that at football media day.
Pretty impressive.
Don't go on the offensive about how great your football conference is at football media days and tell me about softball. You know who would do that? The SEC would make fun of that 5 years ago if another conference did that. They would say, ha!
No other conference could do that.
That Big East is so sorry that they've got to sit there and talk about how good they are at basketball. Ha, ha, ha. Because I was at a Big East school back in the days of the real Big East, like the Syracuses, Villanovas, and not what it is now, with like Xavier. But like what the Big East used to be, and we'd have like 8 or 9 teams in the NCAA tournament in basketball, and everybody in the SEC would laugh at us and say, well, that's basketball. Come call us when you want to play a real sport, football. And now the SEC is talking about softball. So don't give me that stuff right there. You can't, Floyd, you cannot hide behind softball.
That's pretty impressive.
Stop that.
That's impressive.
But nobody cares.
I like softball.
I do too.
Well, 13 teams?
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. I mean, look,
how about basketball? You care
you
about basketball?
You will not find a
your
bigger...
Career, your whole career is basketball.
You will not find a
are
bigger...
Are we going to talk basketball?
Well, if you really want to talk about how impressive the SEC was, let's talk women's basketball because... Mississippi State knocked off UConn. We had a Mississippi State-South Carolina final. South Carolina with Melanie Balkum on their bench won the championship. But we're not. We're talking football because that's what
that's pretty
people
impressive.
Care about.
Another impressive thing. And the SEC was never even tried to be good in basketball.
In women's basketball and Pat
that.
Summit at UT.
I don't talk women's basketball.
We were talking softball.
No. Oh, yeah, softball. We talk women's softball.
But not women's
not
basketball.
Not women's basketball.
So they got one team into the Final Four in basketball, in men's basketball. And that's, yeah, I just, when you have to bring up the other sports, that's when you know football is slacking a little bit. I'm just telling how it is. The ACC coaches, I was surprised that Jimbo went on the offensive. I knew Dabo would because he beat Alabama. But I was surprised that Jimbo went on the offensive only because they have Alabama week one. You know?
What did he – I mean, he said we're as good as any other conference.
Yeah, but that's basically like saying we're the best.
No, that's like saying we're as good as any other conference.
Like saying we're tied for the best?
Yeah, you're tied with the Big 12.
See, I think Jimbo was saying – well, we know that ain't the case. I think Jimbo was essentially saying in a roundabout way we're the best. This is what Jimbo said at ACC kickoff.
I coached the SEC for 13. I think it's a tremendous conference. I think the Big Ten's a tremendous conference. I think they all are. But I think right now, with what we've accomplished in the last 5 years, and you're talking about major wins, big wins, national championships, Heisman Trophy winners, coaches, everything that goes involved, I think the ACC is as good a league as there is in football.
Like, I think that's him saying the ACC.
As good a league as there is in football. It are his exact words. Now, you're going to tell me his words mean something else?
Ian?
I'm with Floyd on this one.
You're always with Floyd.
No,
you
that's
always
not
take
true.
His side. That's his exact you words. Always take his side.
That's what
always.
We just heard come out of his mouth. How can you listen to it and interpret it differently?
I'm done with Ian. He just always takes your side. Every time he takes your side. Clearly, Jimbo was saying we're the best. If not, he's saying we're tied for the best.
Oh, he's
tied
not.
For the best, I'll give you.
Marshall says on Twitter, this anti-SEC dance that you tried last year and failed is so old. First of all, what I said last year was the ACC in 2016 would be the better conference than the SEC. How did that fail? If anything, that take flourished. We heard what Dabo said about it. That take, the ACC was the best conference.
Dabo is not even a good coach.
Well, I'm not going to argue that.
But so why should we believe Dabo?
But I'll say this. He wanted to talk about
we don't even this. Know.
I'll say this. The first week the first week of the season.
You are seriously confused.
Georgia Tech is going to beat Tennessee.
There is something wrong with you.
I did not think NC State was going to beat South Carolina until Freddie Maggard told me, an SEC homer told me he thinks that NC State's going to beat South Carolina.
Do you know what a crossword puzzle looks like?
Yes, I'm familiar with it.
I think that's where you are.
No.
You're right in the middle of that, trying to find a way out of that crossword puzzle.
Hey, you watch week one, the ACC. Can I get my the ACC week one, Floyd? What if the ACC sweeps the SEC in week one? Then will you?
It means nothing.
Come on. No, you know what it'll mean?
It'll mean nothing.
It'll mean. I want you to sing if that happens.
It will mean nothing. It's week
C-C.
One.
A-C-C, A-C-C, it's better than the SEC.
I feel like Groundhog's Day, like exact thing as last year.
Unbelievable.
Someone just tweeted me and said Louisville lost to Pitt. Pitt's in the ACC!
And Kentucky.
And you know what that means? You know what that means about Pittsburgh?
And
we forgot Kentucky. To celebrate Pittsburgh. Give me some Pittsburgh music, please. Can I get my Pittsburgh? Thank you. So we can celebrate Pittsburgh. To your phones we go on a Fireball Hot Take Friday, 615-737-1025. Kevin is up next. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Jared. I think you and Dabo are just – You're living in the present of winning with Deshaun Watson, and that's not going to happen for another 10 years with the ACC. When's the last time the ACC won a championship before this past year?
2 years ago with Jameis Winston.
And yeah, okay. Been the last 10 years, though. Take the last 10 years.
So you don't think 2013 counts as the last 10 years?
Yeah, I do. But I'm saying you're talking about ACC versus SEC. What about
They beat Auburn, right, in the national title game?
Yeah. Okay.
Auburn plays in what conference, Kevin?
Yeah, but I'm saying how many teams in the SEC have either won the national championship or played in it the last 10 years?
Four.
Eight out of the last 11 have been won by
No,
the
he said
SEC.
How many teams? Four teams. You know, Alabama, Florida, Auburn, LSU.
I mean, how many times have they participated?
Who cares about the last 10 years? I'm talking about now.
The SEC, the ACC.
Yeah, but you're talking about SEC arrogance. Don't they have the right to some kind of cockiness or arrogance because they've earned it?
No,
because
they're losing too many ball games, like when Florida State beats them in the title and Clemson beats them in the title.
SEC has won 8 out of the last 11 championships. ACC has 2.
Hey, can you give me all those softball stats again from Greg Sankey, please?
The
give me
Big Ten.
Big
has
Ten sucks.
2.
Give me a little.
The Big 12 has 0.
Oh, it's for the Big 12.
And the Pac 12 has 0.
Can I get like the first 20 seconds or whatever?
They've
of
got
Greg Sankey softball.
More than doubled the rest of the country, the rest of every conference.
You want to give me some of that right there, Greg
Sankey? We like to think every year in the SEC is special, and last year was no exception. For example, the SEC won national championships in 6 different sports. Ooh. We saw the national championship finals in women's basketball and in baseball comprised of only SEC teams.
You watching that baseball?
I think maybe the most remarkable statistic, and they're all important, is that every one of our 13 softball teams was selected
softball.
To participate in the NCAA softball tournament and outdoor track and field. We had 8 of the top 10 men's teams and 5 of the top 7 women's teams.
Is this track and field?
We provided 3 of the elite
God,
eight
track
in
and
men's
field.
Basketball.
How can we forget? That's good enough, by the way. How can we forget about track and field? When you got to go to the other sports, that's when you're not winning enough in football.
All he needs to do is say 8 out of 11. That's all he needs to do.
What happened
out of 11, the ACC has 2, the Big Ten has 2, Pac-12 has 0, Big 12 has 0.
More than
doubled what the rest of the country has.
Of the
that's all he needs to say.
Of the 4 coaches who have won those 8 titles, how many of them are still in the SEC?
I don't even know.
Nick Saban.
Wow. Okay. That's the only one that matters.
Les Miles, gone.
That's the only one.
Gene Chizik, gone. Urban Meyer, gone. So you can use your sample size and skew the statistics however you'd like, but truth is what it is.
8 out of 11, any way you look at it, by any stat, any measurable stat you want to use.
Yeah, but the caller shouldn't say that, you know, that hadn't happened for 10 years when Florida State had won a title 2 years before that. And that's a little.
That's 2 in the history.
The entire history of the ACC has 2 championships? Stop that. Georgia Tech has a national title.
Yeah, when I was coaching there.
1991, but close enough. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Coming up next, I've got an interesting question about Vandy. We'll get to that. It's Jared and the GM right here on ESPN 1025, The Game. Welcome back. It's Jared and the GM, ESPN 1025, The Game. By the way, the odds are out to win conferences. Vanderbilt, who got 1 first-place vote by the SEC media, has 201 odds per Bovada in Vegas to win the SEC. I think that's a value pick.
Ian just came up with some pretty interesting stats. You might want to read those out.
Okay. I like Dabo's stats more.
It says, just for the audience, it says, over the last 10 years, the SEC has a record of 112-65 versus Power 5 teams. The ACC has a record of 60-101.
We ain't living 8.
In the same time frame.
And 10 years ago, Tennessee fans.
Just throwing that out. Just food for thought.
And 10 years ago.
Something to think about.
And 10 years ago, Tennessee fans would have wanted to fire the coach after an 8-4 season losing to Vanderbilt. And now they want to give him a contract extension. So things change in 10 years.
That's double the wins.
10 years ago, I was in high school.
60 is 60. That's wow.
By the way, it hurts that in a couple of years, I will know, well, next, in 2 years, I will no longer be able to drop the, okay, well, 10 years ago, I was in high school. But at least I can do that for the next 2 years, so get used to it.
Go for it.
But I'm more with Dabo's stats. Can I get Dabo's stats? Because I think those are better.
There's one conference that had a winning record versus Power 5 teams.
Which was in the past.
ACC.
Which last was in the year, past.
That conference had a winning record versus ranked
past?
Teams.
Last
well, I thought we weren't paying attention to the past.
11 bowl
the
teams.
Now,
10-4 oh, versus the
so
SEC.
So define long pass and short pass.
The reason
I'm trying to listen to this great coach
we
talk.
We have played so well. We've won 5 bowl games in a row.
5 bowl games. That's more than 1 year.
You know, I mean, it's not because I'm some great coach.
It's because I play in a great conference. In fact, a great conference, the ACC, that focuses, according to Dabo, on tougher scheduling.
You know, we were talking about scheduling and things like that, and my message was, listen, we got to go play people, and we got to beat them. The only way we're going to change the storylines that, you know, just, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, the storylines were always the same about this league. And, I mean, there's no sense in complaining about it. Let's go. If we want to change it, we got to go play people and got to beat them. And when we do that, then got to change, got to start writing something different.
So you got to start writing something different, Floyd, because now they're beating people in the ACC.
60 wins in the last 10 years. That's 6 wins a year.
Change what you're writing right there. And that, hey, you know
now,
what we've done
in the
last 10 years?
The ACC, as a matter of fact, has doubled that.
We got rid of Maryland, who stinks, and we brought in Louisville, who's great.
The ACC is averaging 11 wins a year versus Power 5 teams.
And Missouri's worse
ACC
now, and Tennessee's
is
worse, and Florida's
averaging
worse.
Averaging 6, which is better, 6 or 11?
Well, all their great coaches
I'm
have left.
I'm confused. How
outside
does that
of Saban.
Work?
All the good coaches for the last 10 years of the SEC are gone. I mean, Urban is now in the Big Ten.
Well, nobody
James Franklin's in the Big
Ten. Nobody in the
ACC
is
Bobby
a good
Petrino
coach.
Is in the ACC.
Nobody in the ACC is
you
a good
Bobby
coach.
You don't think Bobby Petrino's a good coach?
No, it certainly can't be. He's not better than Dabo and not better than Fisher, and they're not good.
I like those guys, but I don't think they're great coaches.
They're not great coaches,
Harbaugh.
So, I mean.
Eric is up next here on the show. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Jared, how's it going?
Great.
Well, I got to be honest, I'm totally with Floyd on this, and my reason is you're saying the SEC has got the cocky syndrome, and I guess I'm thinking like him. Right now, Dabo and the ACC is cocky after their win 6 months ago, and that's to be expected. But for 11 years, you know, the SEC had a right to feel that way, and you keep saying it's in the past. Well, 6 months ago, I mean, that's 6 months going to pass for Clemson. Let's see what happens when kickoff happens. But I'm with Floyd on this.
What do you think will happen?
Good man.
What do you think will happen when kickoff right happens?
Well, again, I'm a big Tennessee fan, but and I don't know what's going to happen with Georgia Tech, but I just think right now Alabama is, again, they're up there in the top, like you said, but I just think it's all in the past, of course, but for the last 10 or 11 years, we've been able to beat our chest, and there's a reason for it. Everybody wants to knock us off. Now,
but what about last year? Were you able to beat your chest last year?
No, I agree with what you're saying. That's why I said 6 months ago, ACC, they're feeling big right now. They should be cocky. And 10 years from now, if they reel off 8 out of 11 like we did, they're going to be cocky. And are you going to be saying the same thing about them or building up the SEC then?
No, I'll be saying whatever. I mean, if the SEC wins games, Eric, I appreciate your call. If the SEC starts winning games, I said this, when the earth ends, I believe – that the SEC will over time be the best conference in the history of college football. So whatever those eons are that I learned in 9th grade biology class, no, I think it was environmental science class in 11th grade, and they taught me that, you know, at some point the sun is going to burn out. And when the sun burns out, everybody on Earth will die. Like, every living thing on this planet will die. And that is supposedly like eons and eons and eons from now. So, you know, by that point, we should probably have mastered outer space travel. So I think we'll be okay. But that being said, when that day comes and they stop playing college football on this planet, I think the SEC will be the best conference over time of all time. I'm just saying last year they weren't the best conference, and I'm not sold that this year they're going to be the best conference. I believe in 2 years the SEC will regain themselves as the best conference in college football because of the 8 or so young quarterbacks that we're looking at right now, I think 2 or 3 of them are going to be legit superstars. So, like, Jacob Eason might not be a legit superstar, but Nick Fitzgerald at Mississippi State might be, or something along those lines. And that will give the SEC 3 or 4 great teams like they had in 2012 when they had Georgia, Florida, Alabama, and Texas A&M all really, really, really good. And LSU was on that cusp with Zach Mettenberger and Odell Beckham and all those other players.
Well, they have the I mean, there's no doubt the quarterback position in college is becoming more and more like the quarterback position in the pros. Even though the style of the quarterbacks may be different, the value of the position is gigantic. And I don't think there's any doubt but last year that the ACC had the best quarterbacks.
There was one person who doubted that the whole season.
Who was that?
You.
The quarterbacks?
Well, and the ACC in general.
No, yeah, but the quarterbacks were, I mean, I don't think there was any doubt. We had Joshua Dobbs. So
true.
But I think all that's changing this year. I think that's the difference. And you'll have the, you know, kid of Florida State who is coming back. And then
DeAndre Francois.
And then it's going to be, you know, fairly new.
Well, first of all, I would have to say I agree in some regards. I mean, you lose the top quarterback drafted in this year's draft, Mitchell Trubisky. You lose probably the best overall quarterback in the country last year, Deshaun Watson. And as much as I love Lamar Jackson with my whole heart, and you know I love Lamar Jackson, that offensive line last year was so bad that I'm worried that now everybody knows how bad that line is, that they're not going to let Lamar Jackson run up the middle for a 70-yard touchdown anymore. Like, those days are over.
Yeah.
So you take kind of those three away, and that leaves you with Francois at Florida State. And I still believe in Pittsburgh. I mean, I think Pat Narduzzi's a good coach, and I like what he's done there, and I've kind of thought he would be a good guy at Tennessee if they decide to mercifully fire Butch Jones at some point. But this year, I'm still a believer in the ACC, and I'm a real big believer in the Big Ten. Next year, I don't know how I'll believe, but I'll tell you one thing I think we can both agree on. I think everybody can agree on this. As we had a caucus earlier today, I think we all could agree if we were caucusing. I think we could all agree on this. The Big 12's terrible. top to bottom, Big 12 stinks.
And I'm not sure it's not getting worse.
This year, Bob Stoops leaves.
I heard I think it was maybe when Braden this morning was talking about it. He said, you know, in another couple of years, they will eliminate the Big 12. Have four super conferences, and two of those teams would be absorbed into each conference, and we're off and running.
Well, I just feel like we should just call it the Power Four then. The Pac-12, the SEC, the ACC, and the Big Ten. The Power Four. Just kick the Big 12 out of the Power Five. They won't put Houston in the Big 12, and Houston wants to be in the Power Five. Well, they're out of the Power Five. So now you can go ahead and take Houston. You're listening to Jared and the GM live from the Game National Studios, presented by Wholesale Inc. of Mount Juliet on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Fireball.
Welcome back to the show. It's Jared and the GM on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. Floyd, you have a thought or you want to go right to the phones?
To the phones.
Devin is up next on a Fireball Hot Take Friday on the SEC and the ACC. What's up, Devin?
What's going on, Jared? Listen, a lot of times when I listen to y'all, I'm on Floyd's side. But, Jared, this time you've hit it on the head.
All right.
The SEC has to prove, before anybody can say they're still on top, that the ACC is not on top now. Because until they can prove that they can beat the Florida State, they can beat my Clemson Tigers, then I don't want to hear what they have to say. They have to show it. Floyd always says, to be the best, you have to beat the best. So until they beat Florida State, till they beat Clemson in the bowl games when they count, then they can't say they're the best.
I think that is a great take.
Take it from me. Kelly Bryant, who will be the new starting quarterback for Clemson, I watched him play in high school football because I grew up down there, and he is going to be great, just like Deshaun. Take my word on that.
Well,
all I got to say.
I got to see it before I believe that a guy is going to be as good as Deshaun. That being said, though, I have no doubt that Clemson has a talented player at quarterback. It'll be a 4 or 5 star because that's all Clemson brings in are 4 and 5 stars. But easy before we sit there and say he's going to be the next Deshaun. You know, it's like saying that DeAndre Francois is going to be the next Jameis. I'm not ready to go there. And I like Jameis. I mean, I like Deshaun. I mean, DeAndre Francois. But he ain't Jameis, and he ain't going to be Jameis. So there's that. Floyd.
Yes, sir.
You're going to be leaving us for a little bit. And I have one serious question, because every year, and Jared the GM is new to the airwaves, but Floyd Reese obviously is not. Every year, you take your hiatus during the summer. You take your vacation.
Right.
I have one big question that I just want to know.
All right.
While you're gone, and I'll be off next week too, but while you're gone, at any point, do you think you'll be there on the beach and think to yourself, man, I miss Jared? Like, at any point, you're going to be sitting there, you have a little drink in your hand, you're going to be sitting there on some beach chair, you got one girl in a bikini waving a giant leaf over you, you got another girl sitting there with a refill of your drink, and you're sitting there next to Sally, and you guys are talking about, Sal, I'll tell you, it is so incredible out here on the beach as we are enjoying ourselves, but I wonder what Jared's talking about on the radio right now.
I would say that the best we could do would be, I mean, the first few days, it'll be, I'm so glad to be away from him. Get rid of him for a while. And then maybe by the, you know, latter part of the vacation, maybe I'll say, I guess it's time to get back to work. Let's go back. And be ready to go.
Do you think you're going to be on vacation at any point and be thinking to yourself, you know, as you're sitting there on vacation at any point and say, you know, I don't know if, and then be thinking, I wonder what they're talking about. Like, is there going to be any point where you're wondering to yourself, I wonder what Jared is talking about today on the air?
Yeah, that would probably be a big fat no.
Oh, come on. So I watched the Mike and the Mad Dog documentary, and I watched the Mike and the Mad Dog documentary last night, the 30 for 30, which you said you were going to watch and didn't watch.
I know. I apologize.
I watched that last night, and they feuded for forever, like constantly always feuding. They were always getting into it with one another. Like, they were always going at one another off the air, but on the air they were good, but they were always feuding on the air. And the reason I bring that up was, we don't really feud off the air.
Yeah, we're kind of the opposite. We feud on the air, but when we get off the air, we're cool.
So I'm thinking that might be bad for ratings, that we are not feuding on the air or feuding off the air like Mike and the Mad Dog.
We got to turn it around.
So. Well, they were really getting into it over ego, and I'm thinking that we need to get into it over ego too. So you need to feel worse about yourself. No, better about yourself. And I need to feel much better about myself. So I'm convinced that's what we need to do. And I think you need to find that while you're on your vacation.
All right.
So
we'll search for it. If it's in Grace Bay there anywhere, I'll find it.
Where's that? I wasn't going to tell the people where you were going to go. If you want to tell the people where you're going to go, you can do that.
Oh, no.
You think that's good? Okay, good. All right, so this is a great event that I want to be telling you guys about over the weekend, which I think is pretty cool. It's always nice to highlight things that are going on in our community. And former women's basketball player at Vanderbilt, Dee Davis, is having her third annual back-to-school community day. That's on Sunday from 3 to 6 at the Southeast Community Center Green Space. Come on out and take advantage of the free backpacks filled with school supplies, free food, free hearing and health screenings, several vendors, as well as family fun and entertainment, as we try to send kids back to school in style, as well as fired up about the new school year. So it is an exciting event. And Dee Davis does join us now on the phone, head basketball coach for the girls basketball team at USN, former Vanderbilt basketball player. Coach Davis, I know you are really excited about what you have cooked up for the community this weekend.
Absolutely. How you doing, Jared? Thank you so much for having me.
No doubt, no doubt. So tell us exactly what we're going to be doing for our community this weekend.
All right. Well, basically, we just want to make sure that these kids have a great opportunity to receive some school supplies and backpacks to help build that confidence going back to school. We want to ignite them and make them feel excited about school. You know, there's so many negative things out there that they could be doing, and we just want to make sure that we're echoing the positive side and pushing them to do well in the community and in the world. So we just want to come out and hand out backpacks, school supplies, give them some free health screenings and hearing screenings. There'll be a dental company out there handing out stuff. We'll have a ton of vendors set up. We'll have a DJ. We'll actually have a little fitness going on out there. It's just going to be a really fun event, and we want everybody to come out and be a part of this.
How important is it for you and the community to kind of preach making education cool? I mean, obviously, everyone remembers your career at Vanderbilt, and that's something they can't take away. But the degree as well from Vanderbilt is something that can't get taken away.
Absolutely. I mean, education is extremely important, and I wouldn't have had the opportunity to play at a Vanderbilt if I hadn't taken care of my academics and my studies. And that was something that I was very passionate about. I was competitive with myself as well as my peers when it came to academics. So that's something that has always driven me as an individual. And I try to convey that with kids as well, because so many kids have goals and have aspirations to do more, and they have to understand that that's a key component to their success. If they take care of their academics, their opportunities could be endless.
So this, once again, is the third annual Back-to-School Community Day. That's on Sunday from 3 to 6 at the Southeast Community Center Green Space. And you brought up all the things that are going to be going on there. What exactly was it that made you want to get involved with the kids in the community like this?
Well, the first year, there was actually, you know, there was a lot of negative things going on in the world, you know, as far as killings and shootings happening. And I just was getting really fed up, and I was speaking with some friends about what are some things that we could do to kind of just shed some light on some positive things. And it was getting close to the school year, and we were like, hey, why not do a back-to-school event where we can have an event where nobody has to pay for anything but just come out and have fun and mingle with everyone and just, you know, just try to have, like, a really good experience and take ourselves away from what was out there in the media that was kind of, you know, bringing everybody's spirits down. So we just wanted to do something that could kind of, you know, help build up that energy.
Well, Dee, it sounds like a great event. We're really excited to be able to bring you on to talk about it and everything that it does for the community and all the kids out there as we're sending these kids back to school in style. I got to be honest with you, growing up, I never really liked the idea of back to school. So maybe this, you know, makes things just a little bit more exciting.
Absolutely, man. I greatly appreciate you shedding light on this, and hopefully people will come out. And we still have time. If anybody would like to contribute in any way between tonight and tomorrow, we're still hitting up Walmart and various stores to try to add in as many backpacks and school supplies as possible so we can make sure all these kids get what they need.
If people want to do that, if they still want to add to the backpacks, can they go and bring them to the Southeast Community Center Green on Sunday?
Absolutely. And I wouldn't even mind throwing my phone number out there so people could call me if they need to meet up with me or I can, you know, give them other information, or if they would like to contact me via email, I would be happy to share that information.
Perfect. Dee Davis, former Vanderbilt women's basketball player, current girls basketball coach at USN. Dee, we really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jared.
Yep.
Have a good one.
Yep, Dee Davis. I wanted to spotlight that in the community because I think that's a big deal.
What a great event. Great
it really
idea.
Is.
Great idea.
Oh, it is. And that's somebody who, you know, she said, I was fed up with, you know, with things in the community. I wanted to make the community better. Bingo, there you go. And so when she reached out to me and said, you know, I'd like to be able to promote, I said, sure, we definitely need to promote this for the kids. And so should be a lot of fun. GM?
Yes, sir.
It hurts my heart to say this. It hurts my heart.
You're going to miss me.
I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you while you're on your vacation. We'll be back at it eventually.
Oh, yes.
It's Jared of the GM, ESPN 102.5, The Game.
Enjoy it all.